Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. Family relationships were a central concern to the writer of Proverbs. The incredibly harsh language that he uses in this particular proverb shows his complete contempt for those who insulted their parents. No punishment was too great for those who were able to sink to such depths. Later in Proverbs, the writer speaks with even greater passion. He says this, "The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures." The whole Bible speaks with one voice on this subject, so it's not surprising that honouring parents was one of the Ten Commandments, standing alongside the commands not to murder, commit adultery, or steal. All family relationships will be strained at times, but nothing can change our fundamental responsibility to our parents. The commandment is followed by the promise that if you honour your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That is to say, everything good follows from caring for your parents and showing them the respect that they deserve. Every society follows family relationships differently. When I lived in India, I had the amazing privilege of living with an Indian extended family. We lived, ate, and worshipped as a three-generation family. That seemed to work well, although it would be misleading to suggest that there weren't times of tension. In the West, such living arrangements are relatively uncommon, and that presents us with many challenges, particularly for caring for elderly parents. These challenges become even greater as people's lifespans have increased. But the principle remains the same. Caring for parents is a fundamental responsibility, however demanding it may be. So let me ask you this question. In what way does the command to honour parents shape your life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we thank you for our parents. We praise you for every way in which they have blessed our lives and ask you to help us to forgive them for the ways in which they've let us down. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.